Now, how old are you?
I am 10 years old.
14.
8. 12.
I'm 18.
I'm 10 years old.
What grade are you in or about to go into?
I'm a senior.
8th grade.
Sophomore year.
Just finished junior year, so yes, I'm a senior.
I'm in 4th.
What do you do for fun?
I love art. Art is my favorite.
I do soccer, basketball, cheerleading, tennis, baseball.
I like to play on a trampoline, and I love to make slime.
I act in plays, and I sing all the time.
I also write stories because I love writing.
I play tennis. I also like to play soccer with my best buddy, but I'm not on a team.
Listen, you're a great kid. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm still figuring it out.
Pediatric oncologist.
I really want to be a marine biologist.
I'm not really sure yet, but I'm looking into biomechanical engineering.
I want to be an orthodontist because you can help kids feel better at their smile.
Will you run for president someday?
I want to.
Are you excited to be on the show?
Yeah.
You sound super excited. Have you ever been more excited than this?
Yeah.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
By the way, I looked into biomechanical engineering yesterday. It turns out I can't get in.
You can't.
No. No. You have to actually have qualifications in regards to having some understanding of biomechanical engineering like that youngster. You know, when your kid's little and your kid's a sweet kid and you go, wow, what a nice kid. What a nice, nice kid. They grow up and they turn out to be a punk teenager. But when you're already a preteen or a teen and you're still a sweet kid that cares about other people, well, you are going to be a fine citizen in this world. And we need you now more than ever. And Olivia joins us as this week's Kid of the Week. Good morning, Olivia.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I am fine. Thank you. Now, how old are you, Olivia?
I'm 13 years old.
Have you always been a nice person or is this a new thing for you?
I don't know, really. I think I always try to be nice.
Everybody I have spoken to about you says that you have a huge heart and you care about other people and you try to do nice things all the time. And that's a really good thing. So I hope you're proud of yourself.
Thank you.
Tell me about the 12 days of giving.
So for 12 days, every day we had a certain item that you would collect. And then we asked on December 12th that you would bring in all of those items. And I was so happy of the turnout, and we couldn't have done it without all the students and teachers that helped with this, and they helped bring in the items, and my classmates, they took time out of their day to help. And as class president, I really just wanted to bring something new that would bring everyone together and start something new in our school.
It was the biggest food drive you've ever had there, right?
Yes, I was so happy. We had over 5,000 donations to the point where it filled up our food pantry. So we ended up calling the Lake County Food Pantry, and they drove over with two trucks, and we were able to fill it up to the whole rim.
How about that?
And, yeah.
Olivia, there's such a surprise for it to become so big. Were you surprised that it went beyond your expectations?
Yes, I was so surprised, and I was overjoyed to see that people were really willing to help others, and I was just so happy that other people cared and they wanted to help.
Who do you have in your life that's a nice person that you look up to?
Up to my parents and my older sister. They always help me out and encourage me to try new things.
Hey, Olivia, how did you know about donating food? Like, how do you know that?
Yeah, how did you know that was a thing?
Well, I saw a post kind of about giving to others, and it really inspired me that over the holidays, I really want to help other families. And without the families at our school, too, none of this would happen. And I really just want to say thank you to them. And with their help, I was able to help so many families over the holiday season.
I like this. Olivia's not taking full credit. She's spreading it around to
part
everyone
of who
else.
She is. That's
part
good.
Of it, yeah.
You know, Olivia, we live in a time now where people are kind of more separated than ever, and some people feel they're right, and the other people are wrong, and, you know, we just yell at each other. What's one thing you would do to change the world, to make the world a better place, if you could right now?
Oh, wow. I would just spread kindness as much as possible, and try to spread a message that if you have an idea that could really impact someone and help someone, you should really follow through on it. And even if it if you don't think it might work, it honestly could, just like this. I wasn't sure if people would want to, but it was our biggest donation yet, and I was so, so overjoyed and happy to see that other people were willing to spread kindness and help others over the holiday.
Olivia, you're the president of your 8th grade student council. How do you run your council? I mean, are you everybody be quiet? I've got the gavel. I slam it down and make sure everybody's in line. Are you more cooperative? How do you run student council?
Well, I just try to. So I basically ask people for their ideas, and I always try to incorporate them. I never try to, like, overrule it, but I technically run it. I don't know. I just always ask other people for their ideas, making sure that they get their ideas spread. And we're just a team, and it's a team effort. And I think it's something really cool to be a part of. And sometimes these ideas can sprout to be something huge, and it makes such a big impact, yeah. And I love that.
Hey, Olivia, what school do you go to?
I go to St. Joseph Catholic School in Libertyville, Illinois.
Oh, St. Joe's. I went to St. Joe's.
Hey, how about that?
Well, do people talk about Mary Sandberg at school?
No, they don't. But where
Wait, no, you're not Olivia. I asked Olivia.
Where are you going to go to
Hold
high
on.
School?
Hold on. I'm talking to my friend Olivia. Olivia, is Mary Sandberg in the hallway there? Do they have plaques up? Do they have statues?
They have, like, the alumni. They have a bunch of, like the picture frames of all the classes, but I don't think she's up there.
Yeah,
Steve,
no.
I don't want to make
Hang
a big
on,
deal.
I wonder what
Hold
high
on,
school
but
is she gonna go
we
to?
Will get there, but I just think that Olivia has the power to get a Mary Sandberg plaque or statue right. up. She's in charge of student council.
Are you struck by how uncomfortable Sandberg is with this conversation?
This is Olivia, do you know where you're going to go to high school?
That I'm going to Libertyville High School.
Oh, nice. I wanted to go to Libertyville, but I was forced to go to Carmel.
So. Let's call someone at Carmel and make you more uncomfortable and see if you're up in the hallways there.
I am not up at Carmel either.
Olivia, I don't know what's going on here, but you're 13, so it seems like Sandberg's trying to hide something. So when you go to school today, do some work and investigate for me.
Okay.
I was not as amazing as Olivia. I can assure everybody of
that's
that.
That's a tough bar to reach. Olivia, you're a very, very, very special person, and I hope you continue. Well, I don't even need to hope. I know you will. I know you'll continue to help other people, and you inspire others. And the cool thing is at 13 that you can inspire grown-ups, but I promise you that of all the thousands and thousands and thousands of people that are listening to us right now, you inspired grown-ups going to work this morning or listening at home or wherever. So thank you for that.
Thank you so much.
You have a great day.
Hey, I'm going to give her a Lou Malnati's gift certificate.
There you go.
And an Apt gift card. So.
All right. And if you get a call from Mary Sandberg after the show and she says, don't tell anybody anything, you just do the honest thing like you always do.
Okay.
All right, Olivia.